Today's Mishnah we learn the first and second Mishnah from the 11th Perek of Masechta Yavama, where the Mishnah begins. Nosin ala nosa vala mufuta. So Mishnah is referring to two different relationships out of wedlock. One is by way of rape, another one is through if he seduced her. So what the Mishnah is saying, if he had either of these relationships with a woman, since it was not in the context of marriage, therefore it does not prohibit him from marrying any of her relatives. However, haones vaha mufate al hanasua. If, however, someone rapes or he seduces a relative of his wife, then he would be chayev. He would be violated a prohibition of the Torah. What would it be chayev? Well, that depends on the nature of the relationship. For example, if it was his wife's daughter, then it would be punishable, it would be a capital offense, and he would be chayev sreifa. If, however, it was, say, achot ishto, then it would be punishable with karet. Let's continue. Nosei adam anosat aviv anufat aviv anosot benova mufutat beno. So, similarly, as we've already mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that a man's allowed to marry any of the relatives of the anusa mufuta. What the Mishnah is saying here is one's allowed to marry is permitted to the anusat aviv or mufutat aviv, which means either the person his father raped or he had a relationship out of wedlock or he seduced. Similarly, a man is allowed to marry the anusat beno or mufutat beno, so the woman that his son either raped or he seduced. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees. He says, Oser ba'anusat aviv u'mufutat aviv. One is not allowed to marry, contra Rabbi Yehuda, the woman that his father either raped or he seduced. What's the subject of the debate here between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? According to Chachamim, he says, that relationship is not prohibited. Why? Because the Torah only says, Ervat eshet avicha lo tigaleh, they're not allowed to reveal the nakedness of your father's wife. And since in these two cases the woman wasn't ever married to the father, it's permitted. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says no, because the Torah continues, V'lo yigale kanaf aviv. You're not allowed to reveal the kanaf aviv, meaning the kanaf that the father revealed himself, you're not allowed to reveal yourself. So since the father had a relationship with this woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda, their son would be prohibited from having a relationship with her. Let's continue. Hagiorot shenet gara banei aima. Here we're dealing with a woman who converted, and her sons converted along with her. And then what happens? Those brothers got married, and one of them died without having any children. Mishnah says, Lo chotzim v'lo mi'amim, that the brothers, since they converted along with her, then they have no what's called achva. They're not considered as if they were brothers from a common father. And we've always said previously that the obligation of yibum and chalitza is only between brothers from a common father. The Mishnah continues, Afilu horato shel rishon shelo biktusha veleidato biktusha v'asheni horato veleidato biktusha. This would even be the case if the first son, he was only born after the mother converted, but she was conceived before the mother converted, and the second son was both conceived and born after the mother converted. Since the first brother was conceived before the conversion, it's not considered as if they have an achva mina av, as if they're considered brothers from a common father for the context of Yibul, other context as well. And Mishnah says, V'chen shivcha shnishtacharu banei ema. Not only would it be the same, this law is applied that was learned in Mishnah regarding a woman who converted, but also shivcha knanit. This is a non-Jewish maidservant who was freed, and when she freed, her banei was freed with her. And when she's freed, she effectively converts. And then we say the same thing would apply to their brothers. They're not considered as if they're like brothers from a common father. For the laws of Yibum Mechlitza, so we say, Lo Choltzim Velo Miabim. They're completely not considered related, and therefore, if one brother died without having children, she would not require Yibum or Chalitza. She'd simply be able to go and marry who she pleases. Those are the Mishnah today.